Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Once again, it's not Alex Jones. He's up in New York City right now, fighting the New World Order at Point Blank Range. My name is Bob Dacey. I am a local television talk show host of a TV show on cable called The Simple Truth. And I'm sitting here in the Central Texas Command Center in Alex Jones' absence. And, guys, is Leah on the line yet? Not yet. Okay, well, what we're going to do then, we've been talking about controlled demolition. And the previous caller was talking about building number one and building number two. And let's go into this a little bit more. One of my favorite smoking guns of September 11th is the janitor, the senior North Tower janitor, William Rodriguez. He'd been working in the building for 20 years. And the man he's a hero. He saved so many people's lives. He had the master key to the whole complex. And he was opening doors for firemen, and he was pulling people out of elevators that were filling with water. And he was carrying people out on his back, and he kept going back into the building to rescue more people. He got his picture with George Bush and with Hillary Clinton. An actual, literal American hero. Until he started to tell what happened on September 11th. Mr. Rodriguez was in the sub-level 1 basement area that morning with about 13 or 14 other people, and the first thing that happened was a gigantic explosion from underneath, from the basement levels below where he was. He says the explosion was so large that it lifted them up off their feet. It pushed from underneath. It caused the false ceiling in the room they were in to collapse onto them, and it cracked the walls. And they're trying to figure out what it was. And then what happens after that? They hear an explosion from up above, way up above, which was the first plane hitting the North Tower. A few seconds after that, a man comes screaming into the room. His skin's all pockmarked, his arms are burnt, his skin is hanging off of his arms. A man named Felipe David, screaming, "Explosion, explosion, explosion." Now, this is not a conspiracy theory. It's a stone-cold fact. A bomb or bombs went off in the basement area of the North Tower before the first plane hit, and this is huge, huge evidence. Now, what happened with the hero, William Rodriguez? Well, he testified before the 911 Commission, my friend Governor Thomas Keene and his happy little band of hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil monkeys. And his testimony was given in private. It wasn't public. I wonder why. And if you look at the 911 Commission report, the 571-page lie that it is, you will find exactly how many words from William Rodriguez. Well, I got news for you. You will find none. Absolutely none. Now, let's go to, who do I got? George in Indiana has been waiting a long time. George, you're up next on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. I tell you what, you guys, I've got my favorite smoking gun. It's the Pentagon.
The Pentagon.
The Pentagon.
Tell us about it.
Well, to start with, if those jets were full of fuel, why then didn't I see a fire that would last more than just a little while? And right in where it went, when the roof collapsed, you could see all kinds of furniture, even a book open on a stool. Yeah. I mean, it's just obvious that there wasn't a big fire there. The second thing is you can see people doing things that are unusual. When have you ever seen men in white...
George, we're coming up on a break. I'll be back with you as soon as the break's over. Gotta pay some bills.
It's This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, once again, this is Bob Dacey, host of The Simple Truth in Austin, Texas, substituting for Alex Jones while he's in New York. I was talking to George before the break about the Pentagon, and we ran into a break. And George, continue. What is the point you want to make?
Okay. The other thing is, when have you ever seen a professor or a detective do janitorial work? These guys were in white shirts, black ties, walking the field, picking up material that had been in that crash. That was not their job.
Absolutely.
So they were covering something up, and they also lined up about 50 people and baby-stepped across that place to pick up absolutely everything. Why, if they're not going to reassemble it?
You got a good point there, George. Thank you very much for the call. You know, that's an interesting point that he's got there. They were going around picking up pieces of whatever hit the Pentagon that day when you know that you're not supposed to touch anything. You had people running around picking up airplane parts. I mean, you're not supposed to touch anything. Remember when the shuttle crashed? They told you if you touched anything spread across Texas, you were going to get thrown in jail for the rest of your life. But up at the Pentagon, it was okay to go rounding around picking things up, and that didn't quite make any sense to me either. I understand we have Leah Lewis on the line from Austin, Texas. I want to go to Leah real quick because she has something she's got to say. Leah, are you there?
Yeah, I've got something I've just got to say.
Well, you know, you've got a pretty big mouth, and you're not afraid to use it. So.
Okay, how do I take that, Bob?
I've known Leah for many, many years. She is the friendliest patriot I've ever met. She's got the biggest smile and everything. And she's kind of like a cheerleader for our guys. So, Leah, what's going on?
Well, I appreciate that very much. Well, we're all filling our roles, aren't we?
Yeah, what do you got? What you're calling about some kind of an event or something?
I have got a tiger by the tail here. This is just absolutely the best energy in the country right here in Austin, Texas today. This is September 11th. 5 years ago was that tragic event that was a made-for-television movie. That's how I look at it. And this has drawn a lot of attention. We're holding the door open on this event so people like my friend Sophia, otherwise known as Small Storm, can do magnificent creative pieces, as she has done. She has created a movie entitled 9/11 Mysteries, Part 1, Demolition. And Sophia, otherwise known as Small Storm, and you'll see why when you hear her and speak with her, that's a perfect description.
But what's going on?
She is here in Austin as the producer of this wonderful movie. And we're premiering this movie tonight here in Austin. Everyone is invited. It's at the Dolby Theater at 7 p.m. for one showing only.
Okay, that's 2025 Guadalupe Adobe Theater in the University of Texas area.
Correct.
One showing only.
Down in the UT area. It's on the drag. The parking is free in the Adobe garage if we can validate that parking ticket.
And the tickets are what, $10?
$10.
And how do you get them?
You can get them by going to Brave New Books, which is that great new bookstore that just opened on the drag at MLK and Guadalupe.
All right.
And those guys down there are doing a terrific job of getting the word out and really, really promoting truth-based information.
All right. Well, So,
Brave New Books is where you can get those tickets all day today, or you can buy them at the door if you get there very early.
Okay. So,
you can get advance tickets with credit card by calling a particular phone number.
Okay, and you don't want me to give that one out?
I'll give it out, you bet. 512-291-2743.
Okay, that's 512. That's Austin. Area code 512-291-2743. If you're interested in tickets to this evening's 7 p.m. showing of 9-1-1 Mysteries Part 1, Demolitions, produced by Sophia Schaffwat, right?
Yes, that is correct. Now, I have Sophia standing by, and I would just love for you to have a conversation with her.
Well, put her on.
Great. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Listen,
Thank you, Leah. You're
a hero here locally,
no.
And I'm a fan.
I'm just the only guy left behind.
Gosh, I guess it's you and me, Bob.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're very entertaining, and you're a great, great guy in my book. So thank you for everything you're doing. You're doing a wonderful job filling in for Alex.
Well, thank you very much,
Leah.
That's
a great compliment.
Okay, so, well, I appreciate it. Well, put Sophia on.
All right, you enjoy this Small Storm, because she is going to be making a lot of waves in this country this movement.
All right.
God bless. Thanks.
Thank you.
She is.
Sophia, you there? Sophia,
hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Well, welcome to the Alex Jones Show worldwide with 17 billion people listening. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and I'm very honored. Thank you so much for having me on.
You put this film together when?
The film is actually, it was an extension of the live show that Brad and I did in Hollywood last summer at the Met Theater, also called 9/11 Mysteries. And we had four parts: demolitions, hijackers and planes, war games, benefits.
Uh-huh.
And there were so many requests for a DVD by people worldwide who couldn't come to L.A. that I undertook to make a video version of this. And that naturally, as all projects go, became something quite bigger, quite more spectacular, and very different. So I have, in staring at demolitions evidence, you might call it, for the last 8 months, the material began to rearrange itself in quite a remarkable way. And that is the centerpiece of the movie, which moves from the myth that they've given us in all of their official story videos through the analysis of what really is science and fact and possibility into the motivation.
So you're talking about hardcore evidence.
Hardcore evidence, and not just hardcore evidence, an arrangement of that evidence that makes a whole new kind of sense. As you know, Bob, there were all sorts of explosions.
Exactly.
At the Twin Towers. And the public would come to me after the show and they would say, why do we have to hear so much about explosions? You know, explosions, explosions, all these different, we're tired of hearing about explosions, it's just too much. Tell us one or two explosions and that's enough, we get it. So I said this to Brad, I said, there are too many explosions. Brad, cut the piece down in the demolition section. And he said, no, these are all very valid, important kinds of explosions. More proof.
Yeah.
So then it was his brainwave to arrange the explosions, to group them by their nature, the explosions in the sub-basement.
Well, I'll tell you what, as part of my payment for talking about this all over the world right now, you're going to have to give me one of those DVDs for free, okay?
Oh, of course,
That's part of the deal, okay?
Yeah.
Because I want to see that, because I am well known in Austin anyway for really being a hardcore fact freak. You know,
one explosion
isn't enough, because obviously there were more than one, and I would love to see that. And again, this is tonight, 7 p.m. at the Dolby Theater, 2025 Guadalupe. And once again, if you're in the Austin area, you can call 291-2743 with a credit card to get an advance ticket, or go to Brave New Books at Martin Luther King in Guadalupe to pick up tickets, or you can get them at the door tonight, 7 p.m. at the Dolby Theater. And, Sophia, I thank you very much, and I'll be expecting a copy of that DVD.
We will get you one. Don't worry.
Right. Well, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay. We got a few minutes here. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. He's been holding quite some time. Dave, you still there?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to give you a little bit of encouraging news. By the way, you're a good substitute for Alex. He made a good choice.
Well, thank you. I'm getting paid humongous amounts of money to do this. I just want you to know that.
We don't believe that.
Yeah, you better not believe it.
I had an opportunity to get on air this morning with Air America. You're familiar with them. They have an affiliate here in Phoenix area.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears the tide is turning, Bob. The entire 2 hours of their program was devoted exclusively to callers about 911, and there was only about one call out of at least a dozen that was in denial, and he sounded like a CIA spook to me. You know, he just said that the 9/11 Commission had all the subpoena power, and if there was any evidence of a cover-up, they would have discovered that, and blah, blah.
Some people, if you were to hit them over the head with a 2x4 and videotape it, and play it back to them, they would deny the reality of it. Some people are that dense.
Well, you know, Bob, I'm really convinced personally that there is a mind control techniques being used on television that are very insidious that we may not even be aware of yet. We know about mind control and MK Ultra and Project Orion, but I believe personally that the primary reason that the majority of the American people are dumber than a box of rocks is because they're being brainwashed by television. You can CPS can kidnap their kids, the government can steal everything they have, the criminals in government, but if you come to take their remote control, they're ready to fight you for it.
Well, that's absolutely true. Dave, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I have to echo what he said there. I think that the propaganda that you get while watching television is so dense that you can't even see it. But if you turn on television right now, especially the Fox News channel, watch the background, watch the noise, watch the glitter, watch what they do when someone brings up a good point that they don't want to talk about. It is a gigantic propaganda machine, and I quite frankly don't see how more people don't see through it. But the good news is more people are seeing through it. And I think Dave from Arizona is right. I think the tide is turning. We'll be back after the break.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 8th, 2006. Gold opened at $6.10 an ounce, and gold coins can be purchased at $6.39.73. Again, that's $6.39.73 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Foreign countries have had a significant impact on the price of gold, and the demand continues to be strong. Summertime has a tendency to slow down trading in the physical markets, and there are many bargains to be found. With fall weather and kids back to school, these opportunities tend to dry up quickly. If you are a bargain hunter and would like to take advantage of these offers, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I would also like to mention our free report regarding government rules on trading gold privately. Call for that report. It's free. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
All right. That's right, and we're not going to back down. We are going to stand our ground because guess what? We don't have any choice. This is the United States of America, and we want to keep it that way. My name is Bob Dacey. I'm substituting for Alex Jones here on this fifth anniversary of the mass murder of 3,000 people on September 11th, 2001, which was definitely incontrovertibly an inside job. And that's what we're talking about today, the smoking guns of 911. And I have Ken from Texas, I think, who's next up. Ken, are you there?
Bob.
Ken, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're on the Alex Jones Show. What do you have to add to our little conversation?
Well, I have a few things. Number one, I've recently, in the past couple of days, been doing my own research on Building 7. And I believe that Building 7 in Flight 93, they crashed, or was reported to have crashed, are quite possibly the biggest smoking guns that we have available to us. Now, for Building 7, it's quite obvious as to why.
We've covered Building 7 pretty well so far. Tell me, what do you think about Flight 93 makes it a smoking gun of 911?
Okay, Flight 93, we're told that the plane essentially crashed, you know, from the passengers struggling with control with the terrorists who took the plane over. Now, other than the fact that NORAD didn't scramble, you know, as they should have, the thing that's really, really odd about this is that the debris of the plane was scattered for miles, for over 11 miles.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Ken, thank you for the call. I'm going to continue on with your point there. Okay, so he's talking about Flight 93, which crashed in Pennsylvania. Very strange things about that flight. Yeah, eyewitnesses saw it trailing smoke. And yes, there was a debris field of small pieces of debris as far as 8 miles away from the crash site. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe one of the engines was found over a mile away. Of course, none of that is consistent with a great struggle where the crazy Arabs nosedive the plane into the ground while the valiant passengers are trying to pull the stick back up again. You know, that's another part of 911 that just doesn't quite make sense. And again, the hole in the ground there, I mean, it's just a hole, you know, and maybe that's what happens to a plane when it hits the ground. Maybe it just turns into a hole. I don't know. But there's something wrong with the Flight 93 scenario, too, because all evidence is that it was shot down. And, of course, if it was shot down, that would have been the proper thing to do, unfortunately, I guess. But, you know, they can't even get that straight. Okay, up next we have Dan in Montreal, Canada. Dan, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. How's it going?
Pretty good. What do you Canucks think about all of this?
Well, I have two things I'd like to say. First of all, my favorite smoking gun would have to be Secretary of Transportation John Mineta's testimony to the 9/11 Commission.
That's Norman Mineta, but yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry about that. Where he reports of a young man going up to Cheney at regular intervals and telling him, you know, the plane's 70 miles out, 50, 40, 30, 10. And and Cheney just telling him, of course, the orders still stand. And the commission, whoever was hearing his testimony, said, well, of course, the orders were to shoot the plane down. And, you know, I just wonder, why wasn't the plane shot down if that's what the orders were?
Well, you know, that is a really good smoking gun of 911. Let's discuss that. You've got the Secretary of Transportation, Norman Mineta, testifying before the 911 Commission, the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil monkeys. And you can actually see that video. He sits there and he talks about this guy, this young officer, asking Dick Cheney. Cheney's in the bunker running everything. He says, and here's this plane coming into the Pentagon. This is the one that was coming into the Pentagon. And he's saying, oh, okay, it's 10 miles out. The orders still stand? And Cheney whirls on him and says, of course they stand. Have you heard anything any different? Now, the question there is, now, you could make up a scenario where that's a totally innocent comment, right? What I want to know is why they haven't gotten that young officer and put him under oath and put a bunch of lights on him and say, hey, buddy, exactly what was the content of that conversation? Because that hasn't happened, you know, but that is a good smoking gun in 911. And, of course, the fact that they're not interested in this officer and his eyewitness account stinks to high heaven. All right, we're going to be back after the break. I believe Alex Jones is going to be up here with us in a little bit. Alex Jones Show, 1-800-259-9231 on the Genesis Communications Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. This is Bob Dacey, host of the Simple Truth TV show in Austin, Texas, substituting for Alex Jones while he's up in New York, giving him what fur. We're talking about the smoking guns of 911. And our next caller up is Dan from Texas. Dan, are you there?
Yes, Bob. One thing I just wanted to throw into the fray is in conjunction with William Rodriguez and other witnesses' statements regarding the explosions prior to the towers being struck.
Right.
And then, of course, the at the time the towers collapsed, it's, I think, pretty well known that it just prior to the collapse of the towers, the Geophysical Monitoring Center, center at Columbia University measured tremors at 2.3 and 2.1 on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
But another thing that isn't, I think, so widely discussed is earlier, just prior to the plane striking the towers, there were readings at that geophysical center, tremors of 0.9 and 0.7. The 0.9 was registered 14 seconds before the first tower was struck. The 0.7 tremor was registered 17 seconds before the second tower.
Let's get people clear what that means. That means that what it was picking up wasn't the planes.
It was not the planes.
The seismic activity began before the planes struck the towers. That's the bottom line. You've got NORAD and the FAA and everybody and his brother and the Palisades seismic facility there in New York. They all go on the atomic clock, UTC, Universal Time Clock. They all go on the same clock, the same clock they run this show off of. Everybody goes on this Universal Time Clock. But according to the 911 commission, the planes hit the towers at a different time than the seismic activity, and in each case, after the seismic activity began.
That is correct.
Now,
in the first instance, it was 14 seconds difference.
Right.
And the second one was 17 seconds.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely correct. Dan, thank you for the call. I appreciate that, because that was another of one of the monstrous smoking guns of 911. And again, no conspiracy theory at all. How can the seismic activity begin before the planes hit the towers? That totally and completely corroborates William Rodriguez, who said that the first explosion came from underneath his feet, and the second impact came from way up above several seconds later. That totally corroborates William Rodriguez and the others who have said this. That's an excellent call from Dan from Texas. He has hit another smoking gun of 911. Now let's go to Steve from Colorado. Steve, you've been holding for a while.
Hi there. This is the first time I've heard you. How are you spelling your last name? Is it G-A-C-Y?
No, it's D-A-C-Y.
D-A-C, okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. I like what you said when you were talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, that you mentioned them. And I wanted to mention also that there is an excellent book, which I'm not sure if you've heard of course, by the name of En Route to Global Occupation.
I haven't heard of that one. Who wrote that one?
Okay, it's a guy by the name of Gary Kaw. And again, the title is En Route to Global Occupation. The first word, N, is E-N as opposed to I-N.
Yeah.
And he talks about the CFR. It's an excellent book that everybody should read. It's out of print, unfortunately, at the time. But you can probably get a copy of it at the library.
Well, Steve, what is your favorite smoking gun of 911 that we haven't talked about today? You have a particular favorite?
Yes, actually, that the aircraft, the 757 and 767 type aircraft, are able to be flown remotely controlled.
Yeah, and I appreciate that your call, Steve. Thank you very much. That is actually old technology. flying a big aircraft like that is old technology. They've been able to do that for years. And, of course, that goes into the realm of the theoretical. However, and I don't like to deal too much in the theoretical. I like to deal in the concrete mostly. But it does seem like you would not want to rely on a bunch of nervous hijackers who are fixing to kill themselves to actually pull it off. I mean, to actually go through the airports, go through security, keep their little box cutters hidden, actually be able to fight off everybody in the plane, actually be able to defeat these ex-military guys who are now commercial pilots, to then fly a plane and to navigate a plane into their targets. That sounds like a stupid plan. It really does sound like a stupid plan. But if you believe the conventional wisdom about September 11th, that's exactly what the evil genius Osama bin Laden planned to do, was have a bunch of idiots fly planes across country without any training that couldn't even take fly a Cessna to take control of 757, 767, and fly them across the country and bullseye them right where they're supposed to go. That's a theory, that they were remote controlled into the towers. However, I think it is the best theory available because it makes the most tactical sense. All right. Well, thank you very much for that call. Next up, we have Marilee in Texas. Marilee, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Bob. I'm one of your fans.
Well, that's nice. That's two now. I got.
Well, you know, I got Leah.
I got Leah and you. That's good. That's two.
I call your store every now and then and talk to you.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, you had a caller on earlier. I think his name was Mark, and he had a great smoking gun. And let me turn my computer off.
I don't remember
here.
Which smoking gun he had. That was a lot of smoking guns ago.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
You've got some smoking guns in your store, but anyway, I was just joking.
Well, that's true. I sell firearms, but that's okay. But hey, let me tell you something. You know, you brought that up. Let me change the subject for a second. I do sell firearms in my hardware store, but I only sell the evil firearms. I don't sell the good firearms. I just evil ones, because if you look at the United Nations definition of evil firearm, that's defined as a firearm not in the hands of government. And so I only sell firearms to civilians. Therefore, under the United Nations definition, I only sell evil firearms. Now, go ahead, Marilee. What were you having to say about
a caller named Mark, who was an airline pilot, was on.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
he said that his boss called him in the office. He was questioning him.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. He said, sit down. I'm the one that flew around the country and picked up the Bin Laden family.
Well, Marilee, you have to understand. You have to understand that when the evil genius Osama Bin Laden, who has many of his family members here in the United States, that's a big, big family, and when he is immediately accused of the heinous crime, the logical thing to do is to make sure that all the members of his family get the heck out of Dodge before anybody can question him. I mean, that makes total sense, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That you want to make sure that none of his family members can be questioned about the attack. So you round them all up when Americans can't fly, and you get them the heck out of the country. Another smoking gun of 911.
Bob, my point is that guy needs to be interviewed.
Yeah, I guess so. But for all we know is who he was and where he came from. And if he wants to be interviewed, I guess he can. If he's still listening, he can go find. He knows how to get a hold of Alex Jones. Everybody knows how to get a hold of Alex Jones. He can get a hold of me. Get a hold of anybody. It's not hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, so,
well, I just thought, wow.
That's a good.
If we could get somebody like that on.
Yeah. Well, that is a good point. There's a lot of people with a lot of expertise that have come forward with anecdotes about what was going on September the 11th that they had something to do with. So, Marilee, listen, I appreciate the call, and we'll let you go, and we're going to go to Jim in Los Angeles right now. Jim, you've been holding for a while. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks, Bob. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing all right, considering I've never done this before. This is the first for me, sitting here in the Central Texas Command Center of whatever Alex Jones calls this place. You know, it's quite an experience for me.
Well, you're doing a pretty good job for the first time.
Well, thank you. Beginner's luck.
Yeah, there you go. I got three smoking guns, actually. I have the first one is the extra unit on the second plane that hit the Twin Towers. It looked like there was something on the underbelly.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And lack of dead bodies in D.C. and Pennsylvania. And luggage, too. I think.
What was the third? The lack of dead bodies in D.C. and then what?
In Pennsylvania.
Okay.
If you look at the footage, I don't see any dead bodies. I don't see any planes. Just small little bits of it.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you for the call. I want to discuss that just briefly before we go to Alex. Alex Jones is waiting in the wings, and he's not going to wait long. I personally don't subscribe to the pod theory because I've seen other evidence that says it's not true. I stay away from that one because it's not corroboratable like the other stuff. So the pod theory, I'm afraid I don't agree with you on that one. I think it's not true, and I can probably prove it. But at any rate, I think Alex Jones is on the line. Alex, are you there?
Bob, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear. Commander, what's going on up there? Where are you?
Well, I'm at ground zero and was unable to come on at the start of the program like I originally planned because they had me lead a march of over 1,000 people in black T-shirts saying investigate 9/11. You can hear some of the big bells going off. They toll it each time for when they read a new name. What I'm going to do, Bob, is I'm supposed to be on the loudspeaker system they've got a permit for right in front of ground zero in about 20 minutes. And so I'm going to have them dial in with the cell phone so I can give a speech there, not just in front of ground zero, but over the air. And tomorrow, I'll get about 30 minutes of the show. So I call from a good hotel phone line to give everybody a detailed report of what's happened. But the entire atmosphere changed here. 2 years ago when I was here, maybe 20-30% of the police would nod and smile and agree with us. I've had police captains. I've had them say, good job, keep it up. I would say about 60% of the police are on our side and know all about 9/11. They know my name. Low-level police, when I'm all over the city, high-level police, who walk up and say, hey, keep investigating. Good job. Hey, Alex, keep up the good work. So that's another indicator. The firemen we've been talking to, 100% are on our side. And have seen the documentary films, have seen Road Attorney, Martial Law, Loose Change. They've already seen Terror Storm online. It is just incredible what's happened at the grassroots. And I'm here at Ground Zero right now. All I can say is it is amazing what's happening. And right down the street is Brown Brother Harriman, the big Nazi U.S. bank. The Bushes were on the board of. We're here in the center of evil with all these great people of New York who are waking up to what's happening, waking up to the truth. And I would have to say that there are probably 2,000 9/11 prisoners down here at any one time, about 1,000 plus marched with us. It is probably more than that, but then there was another 500 across the street, a couple hundred dispersed in other areas. We had a march without a permit because the police were so much on our side in New York's total police state. The past, you couldn't even yell without a permit. So we had motorcycles and police guiding our march through Ground Zero in front of it and then back. And the line was so long that we walked three full long city blocks, turned back around and marched the other way, and like a snake eating itself, reached the end when we got back to the park.
Yeah.
So I'd just say 1,000. I have no idea.
It went full circle.
Three, four people across for something like a half mile. So somebody can do the math on that, Bob. But as you can tell, it's really noisy here, a lot of music, a lot of people, a lot of things happening. But we're here right now in front of the Millennium Hilton. And it's just unbelievable to see this, to see how far we've come. We've gone from the police being very mean, very irritable, and yelling at us, and even some of the firemen 2 years ago here at Ground Zero, to the majority of the police, almost all the firemen, agreeing with us and smiling at us and telling us good job and doing things like flipping off a few, quote, debunkers, the provocateurs that are out here spewing their disinformation. There might be about 15 of them here. So there's thousands of us and about 15 of them, Bob.
Well, that's excellent. It's working, isn't it, Alex? The information war seems like we're starting to win it. And
that's right. First, you have to know who the enemy is. You have to be highly motivated. You have to keep fighting. Never listen to their propaganda that we can't win.
But
we are going to win.
Those policemen
and
those.
We have won. The globalists are just now starting to figure that out, just starting to realize that. I'm going to get set up for the speech I'm supposed to give here in front of Ground Zero. And then after I do the speech, I'll try to get off behind a building or something and call you back at the end of the program to give you more analysis. There's so many points, so many things that are, that are happening, but we have a lot of the police agreeing with us on tape. Before, the police wouldn't talk on tape. Now police are just saying, keep your investigation going. We appreciate you on video.
Well, how many of them died, don't you, Alex, and how many firefighters died?
And I think the thing that triggered it, I think the thing that did it was the fact that the government lied about the dust, the asbestos, all of it. 40 floors at least, on average, dissolved into tiny particulates from all the explosives.
Are you saying that Christine Todd Whitman of the Council on Foreign Relations would lie about the toxicity of the air? Is that what you're saying?
Here. Every day I've been here for the last 2.5 days.
Yeah.
All over all the papers.
Yeah, just
it's front page. They lied on purpose. The city lied. The government lied. Bush ordered them to lie.
Yeah,
so now the police and firemen know.
Just have
they
the
weren't
PI.
Given any treatment.
Yeah,
just have, them are dead. I mean, I've been meeting with firefighters and police and military people that have given speeches. Some of these people are members of Homeland.
I want to thank you, Kristen.
Are on the radio, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. They are people coming talking to me.
Yeah.
There, when I'm interviewing them, they're coughing up blood.
Yeah.
Okay, a bunch of them have died.
Yeah.
Bob, I'm going to get set up to this speech. God bless you. We'll have somebody dial in with the cell phone, and the board operator will just let you know once the speech has begun, and we'll just fade it up and have a few minutes of it here and there. And then I'll call into the other program with a more detailed report where I can get away from all the crowds.
All right.
God bless you.
Okay, God bless you. That's Alex Jones up in New York City at Ground Zero, attacking the globalists, the murderers, at point-blank range. We'll be back after the break with the third hour of the Alex Jones Show here on the Genesis Communications Network. I'm Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex, and we'll see you in a bit.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Alright, this is Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show on the Genesis Communications Network. Once again, the number if you want to participate, 1-800-259-9231. I want to talk about the pod people just for a minute. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I really don't care. I have no doubt that criminal elements within the United States government participated in the attacks of 9-1-1. The evidence is overwhelming. We've been talking about that at length today. However, back up, people. Listen, if you are going to remote control a plane into a building, that's hard enough thing to accomplish and get it right. Massive plan. Why complicate the matters further by retrofitting some airplane with some weird pod so that it can shoot a missile at the building before it hits the building? That is ridiculous. I mean, it complicates things dramatically. Also, there's no point in it. If you've ever seen the movie Alien, which is a fiction, you see the movie Alien, the big, mean, disgusting alien is trying to snap at somebody, and the person is just out of reach of the alien, and then the little mouth comes out of the other mouth of the alien and reaches out even further. It's stupid. There is no point of turning what a giant missile, which is what the airplane is, having its own baby missile come out of it. It's stupid. And that just happens to be my opinion. Also, by the way, some of the videos which report to show a missile coming out ignore other videos which are even better. As a matter of fact, if you watch Loose Change, Dylan Avery's video, his documentary, the very first scene of that of Loose Change shows the best view of the plane hitting the South Tower. There is no pod, and there ain't no missile. So let's get off of the weird stuff, okay? And let's stick to what's concrete. Right now, we have Joe in Arkansas. Joe, you're on the Alex Jones Show. What do you have to contribute?
Yeah, hi, Bob. Well, I've got two favorite smoking guns. First one is I looked up the newspaper story about this on the Internet, and that was that I believe the year was 1945 or 1946, Windows. The Empire State Building was hit by a B-25 bomber going about 300 miles an hour. And it created a big hole in the side of the Empire State Building, started a fire, did $1 million worth of damage. But the Empire State Building did not collapse, and neither did any buildings further down the block collapse 5 or 6 hours later.
Well, you know, that's a real good point. However, if I was going to play devil's advocate, I would say, well, see, they knew how to build buildings back then, and you know, that thing was a concrete structure with rebar and all that, and the World Trade Center was built by a bunch of idiots, and therefore, you know, that's why it fell down. However, you know, your point's well taken, and thank you for the call. You look at some of the other modern steel frame buildings that have been built over the years that went up in flames. My favorite one is, I think it's the Meridian Tower in Philadelphia. It's right next to Billy Penn down in Philadelphia. That thing was 38 stories tall. That thing went up like a Roman candle. I mean, you're talking about the top 8 floors just raging fire, and the stupid thing wouldn't fall down. Can you imagine that? But on September 11th, you know, it's okay to knock them down. But look, you know, that's a very good point. If you look at the history of buildings, in order to believe, especially that building number 7 collapsed because it fainted or because of the fire, is patently and totally ridiculous. All right, we're coming up on the third hour. Alex is going to be joining us again. I understand things are a little nebulous right now because he's up there in New York. But we will be back for the third hour of the Alex Jones Show here on September 11th.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.